what happened, we passed a preliminary resolution back in January, the commission did, telling them that they, if to, but we would act on a revocation of that president license on July 1 of this year of 2010. After that resolution was passed, Bob, by the commission in January, then sometime, and we're not, as commissioners, we're not in on negotiations, okay? We don't do things until we have something before us. So that the Pinnacle people that own the president contacted our staff and said, let's meet and start working out a settlement agreement here so we get this thing off the table. You know, we will hand you back our license. Now let's write an agreement on it. You withdraw your order against us and we'll all get together and work it out. So that's what happened. And then that was presented to us. Actually, Bob, the commissioners received a copy of that agreement that was signed by our legal staff at the commission and Pinnacle's legal staff last Friday. And so then we headed for St. Louis and set this up to have the hearing down here because it impacts St. Louis. So we wanted to have it here rather than Jeff City. So we voted today, the four of us that were there, one of the commissioners was absent, and because she's out of country. And we voted unanimously for this agreement. And so between now and July 1, Pinnacle will be handing over their license to us because they have to phase out for employees' sake, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that puts the license back in play. What kind of a process does this open up now?
The criteria on a open license, particularly, Bob, now, since the people put a cap on it, you know, last November, well, November of 08, okay? As you remember, when they took the $500 cap off, they also put 13 casinos. Well, so this is will be the first license that would be available under the new law. And so there is a long involved process in trying to determine where this new license should be located. At this point, you know, we just did this today, so that we have no inquiries about it or anything from anyone. And we don't know if, in fact, going to be people lining up to try to get this license, or there's not going to be anybody. But the Pinnacle people that own the president, own the Lumiere, and own the new River City that just opened last week, they're entitled to bid for too. So you know, what we have to do at this point is, from the commission's standpoint, is just, you know, set back and see where the interest is, and then we start evaluating that. And there's a lot of requirements before somebody gets a gaming license, as you could probably imagine.
So will the commission now say, okay, as of a certain date, anybody who wants to file an application can file, and the filing date for applications closes on another date? Is that part of the process?
Yeah, sure. We have to go out. It's kind of a chicken or an egg, which one comes first, Bob? And this is, we're in a new world. You know, back when there was no cap, then, you know, people could send in an application whether or not it worked or didn't work, you know, and then they would be evaluated and say, no, that doesn't work because it's on, you know, Flat Creek instead of Missouri River or Mississippi River, okay? I mean, you know, now when you only got one license that's available, then you got a whole new environment, okay? So at our meeting, which comes up here in our next meeting, this was just a special meeting of the commission, but as chairman, I've already instructed staff to start putting together an agenda for our March meeting, which will be in about 2 weeks, something like that. I can't remember exactly the date, but the 24th, I'm sorry, Clarence tells me it's the 24th. of this month, and they'll be then starting to present to us, to the commission, then different prospects about where we go from here, okay? But it's going to take some time.
Probably sounds like it's going to be 2 or 3 years, in fact, before there's a 13th casino, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know how long. What's construction time? Well, it all depends on how big it is, and where it is, and, the availability of materials, all those kind of things. And that comes after we've had an opportunity to do all the impact studies. The community has voted that they want it. Got to have that in there, too.
Did the folks indicate what they're going to do with the Admiral and the President Casino once they close the place?
They hope to be able to sell it and move it.